Do you feel rich? Do you feel Friday night rich? Every Friday night, you can get a grilled steak and a fresh lobster tail for just $24.99. Kick off your weekend in style, only at TGI Fridays.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Algo Tullo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, shake,
hey, Joe,
shake,
on the radio, Sinora, 805 on AM 970, The Answer. We're the flagship station for Salem Media, and we stream worldwide on AM970TheAnswer.com. We love you for listening, no matter where you're listening, with great respect. Happy March, by the way, on this Wednesday. Admiral Brett Giroir is a friend of the program, former Assistant Secretary for Health and the World Health Organization board member, former admiral in the United States Public Health Service Commission Corps. Admiral, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Joe. It's always great to be back with you.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time, you know, and thank you for all you've done for the great country and being right at the forefront through a terrible, terrible time through the pandemic. We know where the virus came from, if I may start there, Admiral. We've talked about it. We've researched it. We've layered it back. You know, everybody, President Trump touched on it early on. And why is there any question, and why can't we get any more information? Because would that, this is the question, how helpful would it be? Let me put it that way, Admiral, in a pragmatic way, if I may, sir, because you're a very pragmatic, decent gentleman. So you go to China, and in a nice way to China, help us out here. Would they step up in any regard, sir?
So there's so many things there, but let me just say, first of all, Joe, that you heard reports this week from the Department of Energy that substantiated my conclusion that the COVID-19 virus arose probably accidentally from a Chinese lab. That's also Dr. Redfield's conclusion, yes, former sir. CDC director, and you've heard President Trump. Yeah. You also heard last night, maybe on Fox TV, Christopher Wray was interviewed by Brett Baer for the FBI. And not only did he say that that was the FBI's conclusion, but if you heard him, he doubled down on it and said it with great fervent. About how all the evidence and all the experts at the FBI pointed that direction. So, look, after a while, you can't deny the facts and the obvious conclusion that a virus not found in nature, after looking at 80,000 animals and all around the country that arose just a couple miles away from a secret lab during bat research, probably came from that lab, right? You don't need to be a rocket scientist to do that. Now, why is it important? Well, number one, this pandemic has killed millions of people around the world, and we should know why it started, how it started, and help hold people accountable for that. The second thing is, you know, if we want to prevent this in the future, we have to know what happened today. And I think that's the most important thing, and to understand how we could better regulate, control, even global labs like in China. Certainly, we shouldn't be funding them. We shouldn't have our allies like France building them for places like China, and then allowing them to do this kind of nefarious research that is probably a military program.
And if there was indeed gain of function, and the NIH or Anthony Fauci helped gain of function, I mean, let me just start here. This is a question I have, and you know, being in the medical arena, sir, is if it was just natural born, would it have been so voracious, this virus? Because it seems to me when they start tinkering with this bat virus, then the molecular structure goes awry and it becomes as virulent as it has been.
I'm going to give you an honorary MD degree. You've certainly got the facts right, Joe. I'm really proud of you.
I'm trying, boss.
Indeed,
thank you, sir. Thank you.
Indeed, one of the major arguments, just based on basic virology, is that these type of viruses aren't perfect at human-to-human transmission if they come from a pangolin or a bat or something like that. It usually takes years of sort of smoldering transmission before it builds up that capability to go human-to-human. This virus was hot the moment it, you know, escaped the lab. It was perfect for human-to-human transmission. And that just doesn't, you know, you never say never in nature, right? But there's no precedent for that. So you're absolutely right. And in terms of gain of function research, in my mind, you know, it's an open and shut case. There's no question that there was gain of function research sponsored by the NIH that was ongoing at that laboratory. Now, whether that was directly linked to the pandemic, you know, that's the big black box that the Chinese Communist Party will never open or even give us a hint at. But there was gain of function research going on there. And we do believe that the pandemic arose from that laboratory. So, you know, the biggest problem I have, Joe, is I have two problems. Number one, that it was escaped from the laboratory. But number two, that the lack of oversight by the NIH and the complete cover up by the Chinese government has led us to the point 3 years later that we still don't know for absolute certain. And we should know for absolute certain.
And we've heard from experts, Admiral, we've heard from experts that China did indeed. Now, this is conjecture, and this is Piscopo talking, not the Admiral, is that China allowed it to be spewed upon the world. Like, they knew it was out there. Once it got out there, I mean, I don't want to be conspiratorial here, and you certainly never are that. But, you know, with the way communist China thinks, with the world domination, I wonder if indeed there's any truth to that fact.
Well, look, there are some facts, Joe, and that is the virus probably started circulating in China in November. They covered it up. They covered up human-to-human transmission. They covered up they covered up asymptomatic spread. They closed their internal borders while allowing tens of thousands of Chinese to go around the world. So, you know, these are facts, right? I don't know about motivation. I don't know who was pulling what strings. You could probably imagine that. But these things happened. They did not allow the CDC in early on. And look, I have my issues with the CDC, but if you want disease detectives to go look and figure out what's going on, and you really cared about the world, you would let them in. And let me just say the final thing. Remember that WHO team that WHO sent to investigate in China that concluded that it wasn't a lab leak? I was the person who was officially nominating the three U.S. members to that team, of which they could pick one. And I guarantee you that all three that we nominated were non-political. They were career scientists, the top of their field. The WHO rejected all of them, which is unprecedented, and instead put Peter Daszak, who is the person who funded the lab in China in the first place, with complete conflicts of interest. So that just goes to the massive cover-up that was orchestrated by the Chinese government in cahoots to some degree with the WHO.
Well, Admiral Brett Giroir, kind enough to join us this morning. You have a book coming out, Admiral, Memoir of a Pandemic, from fighting COVID from the front lines to the White House. Tell us about that. What can we find in your book, sir?
Well, thank you so much for that. Well, I didn't plan to write a book, and you know, I'm glad it's coming out a little late. Yeah. But in the middle of the summer of 2021, I got very frustrated by all the, you know, rewriting of history and lies about what the Trump administration did that you even hear today. 2 days ago, Karine Jean-Pierre said that there was no plan to get vaccines in arms when the day Biden was inaugurated, we already exceeded by 150% his goal for getting vaccines in arms. So my primary motivation was to cut through all the political nonsense and give people the honest facts about what went on, both good and bad, and there's a lot to be proud of. And the second thing is, all the books in the media just talk about this high-level stuff, but I tell stories of, like, real Americans from the government and also people who volunteered who came in and made an enormous difference, rescuing people from Japan, creating the national testing strategy, getting PPE out to people, doing models that we needed so nobody was denied a ventilator. These are great American stories, and you know, these heroes' stories have never been told, and I wanted to do that. So I'm very excited about it. It comes out in hardcover in May. You could order it now on Amazon or visit my website, brettgiroir.com. So so thanks for asking me about that. It was sort of a labor of love, and it was something very meaningful for me and my family to be able to contribute to this great country.
I love it. This is great. What the book from Admiral Giroir, Memoir of a Pandemic. Before we let you go, sir, if I may, I mean, you stepped up with the Operation Warp Speed, President Trump stepped up by blocking the flights from China coming in from, I believe it was the Hubei province where Wuhan is. He blocked the flights coming in from that area. And meantime, Nancy Pelosi saying, come to Chinatown. De Blasio, mayor of New York at the time, saying, come to New York. Everything's fine. And then this, and I have to say, because I want to be honest, and I always use my favorite word, pragmatic, as you are, Admiral, and I try to be as much as I can, that the President Trump starts talking about therapies for the virus, therapies before the vaccine. And he got shut down so fast. Now we're finding some of those therapies actually worked. Just think of the lives that could have been saved if indeed they at least looked at that and said, President Trump, what are you talking about? Let's talk about it. They just shut him down. And people aren't talking about that. But you guys, for lack of a better term, forgive me, but you know, your team at the White House, you were kind of onto that, to a therapy, even before the vaccine, sir.
Well, you know, it was just an unfortunate fact that for most of the media and a lot of the academic community, if President Trump said it, they had to argue against it.
Yeah.
Whether it was the origin of the virus being, at the Wuhan lab or in China altogether, right? It wasn't racist. It was just the fact. It came from China. That's some of my favorite quotes. Or the fact that we needed to keep schools open. Or the fact that, we had to preserve individual liberty and also keep the economy going because we could be in a 10-year depression right now if it wouldn't be for some of the actions of President Trump and Secretary Mnuchin. So look, it was a time that, and it's still very frustrating because even though the facts are clear, the media and even from the White House press room, they're trying to rewrite history, and we can't let that happen. Number one, I think it's very disrespectful to the people who really gave their lives and their completeness to the response. But secondly, we have to realize that when Biden said he's going to, shut down the virus and not the economy and that we just needed to replace President Trump, 400,000 Americans died under President Trump. That is awful. But despite the vaccines that we gave Biden, despite the treatments we gave Biden, despite the testing gave Biden, 750,000 people have died under the Biden administration.
Wow.
So this is not about politics or replacing Trump. It's about real solutions, and we have to get to them. And the last chapter in my book is all about the solutions, what we could do right now to better prepare us and prevent the next pandemic.
Memoir of a Pandemic from Admiral Brett Djirwa, from fighting COVID from the front lines to the White House. Admiral, always awesome to chat with you, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us. All the best with the book, and please come back anytime.
Thank you so much, Joe. Best to all your listeners.
Thank you so much, sir. Dr. Brett Djirwa, right there. Memoir of a Pandemic. It's true, too. And if I can, this is me talking. If I can, because I understand the anti-vax mentality, but when you think about it, like, oh, you can't take the vax and the vaccination is causing these problems, and it came under Donald Trump, and I fear, and I don't know that it'll be fair, but when the presidential race gets really tight, they're going to throw that, right in Donald Trump's face. But I have to tell you, if you, and call me and tell me I'm nuts and correct me if I'm wrong. But like if I was in an at-risk group, if you had cancer before, you had to worry about it. I was at an at-risk group. So I took the vaccine and it lessened the severity, I think. Plus I took hydroxychloroquine, by the way. I'll tell you that straight up. And that worked, I think. I think that's really what would help me out. But there were people that got the virus that were so sick. If they did not take the vaccine, they would have died. So that vaccine lessened the severity of it from what I saw, from my personal experience. Because people who didn't take the vaccine, they would get really sick. And then some died, man. They just died. It was like, well, how did that happen? From COVID, because COVID would attack the weakest part of your body. And again, I'm glad I brought that up, too. And Joe Sebelia, thanks, because you were onto that, too, as we did some notes.
Do we have to call you doctor now?
but Vinny Boombox, you could call me. But it's so
Dr.
true
Biscuit
that, I'm telling you, it's like once you tinker with the virus, once you tinker with that, and I said from day one, the molecular structure is too weird that it had to be man-made, and here it was. Oh. So I'm telling you, please.
This honorary degree, I'll tell you, the molecular structure.
Call me Admiral. Thank you.
Oh, okay, Admiral. Oh, now you're
the Admiral. Thank you.
Admiral Doctor. Yes. Oh, my.
Dr. Mo, Dr. Larry, Dr. Curly. No, honestly, thank you. A great chat, and let's put all the hate aside, all the dissension aside, and let's just solve this thing, man, because it's going to come back. And there's nobody in the White House that is – there's nobody in charge right now. There's nobody in charge. You know what? Who's in charge? Admiral Piscopo. How about that? There we go.
Oh, okay, boy. Ahoy.
Ahoy. Hey, Joe on the radio. We're going to go to Jersey with Regina Ajia, and Congressman Mike Kelly will join us as well. Vivek Ramaswamy is on. You don't want to miss that 9 o'clock hour. Avi Dershowitz and Michael Goodwin as well. Debbie Duhame's on the roads right now, 20 after 8 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the inbound Holland Tunnel. Still about an hour getting into town at the inbound Holland because of the earlier stalled truck in the Holland Tunnel, too. Inbound Lincoln, that's 40. George Washington Bridge, about 30 minutes into town. Still seeing delays in Jersey on the Garden State Parkway heading north at 145 with a crash being cleared. Watch for delays on 22 westbound in Newark, an accident. Westbound Belt at Shell Road, it's a crash. And major problems, Joe, on the LIE. LIE westbound, three lanes remain blocked out by the Cross Island. Multi-vehicle accident, that tractor trailer rear-ended that pickup truck that was carrying a small mobile construction site office, believe it or not. So really tough here. LIE westbound getting out through the Cross Island. Partly cloudy today, high of 41. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees an advantage for the GOP.
Those who believe in DIE, the diversity, inclusion, and equity garbage that is in fact a cloak, a very thin cloak for Marxism. That's a good thing about the left. They're wicked, they're evil, but they don't have any big brains left. Look at Soros. Oh, my gosh.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
That's me, Admiral, Dr. Admiral Piscopo, right here.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. I'm more like Dr. Norton. Dr. Norton. Oh, do you practice, Dr. Norton? I don't have to practice. I know it pretty well. Thank you. Oh, man. What was the name of the disease with the blue tongue with Ralph? Hanamonochromia or something like that?
Oh,
yeah.
God, I don't remember.
Let me tell you, Perla Tours starting the 78th year in business with vacations to Italy, now Hawaii, Spain, and Greece as well. We want you to join me, Jersey Joe, on a Perillo tour to Italy. Steve Perillo and I have meticulously put together with Marco and Paolo and Frankie V, the whole team. We took time to put together a meticulous, really VIP, over and above, beyond the people, special Roman Sicily customized tour. Oh, yes, we have. Check this out. Three nights in Rome. Plenty of time to see the most important sites and a private dinner performance by yours truly. Thank you very much. Honored to perform for you in Rome, right off this one of the seven hills, right up there, Monte Mario, overlooking beautiful Rome. Then we fly to Sicily for three nights to beautiful Taormina, special day trips, along the coast, including Savoca and Fort Sagdagro, and then a wonderful wine tasting right at Mount Etna, and then on to Palermo for three additional nights before flying back to America. October 18th to the 28th. This is a special Perillo tour. Now, you could call Perillo Tours. Janice is standing by. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Regina Agia is former chief of staff under Governor Chris Christie, president of Garden State Initiative. Regina, our friend, thank you for joining us and welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me again, Joe. Happy March 1st.
March, it is March, and Women's History Month, so we congratulate you for that as well, for being such an important gal in the great state of New Jersey. Hey, Regina, so tell us about the budget address, because let me guess, we still have a state income tax, right? Murphy didn't cut that.
No, quite the opposite, in fact, in spite of the claims. Actually, what we learned yesterday, I think, Joe, is that Christmas can come again in New Jersey in February. Spending, you know, what the key takeaway from this is that spending, this budget has gone up, spending for this administration has gone up 50%. That's 5-0 since they took office five years ago.
Wow.
And tragically, I believe, and I'll give you some examples, New Jersey will not be better off when this budget gets enacted or when this administration leaves office in 3 years.
Wow. So what has he done? I mean, because he's saying $4 billion in tax breaks. And the property tax is through the roof. Everything is so expensive in the state. Tell us about the senior tax relief. Tell us things that might very well help, or is that just smoke and mirrors?
Well, there's just a lot of untruths and, frankly, double talk, I really believe, in the presentation yesterday. So let's start with that. And property taxes is a great place to begin.
Yeah.
What we learned right before the budget address is that last year property taxes went up actually 3% for everyone across the state, which is higher than it's been in many years. And I guarantee you, given some of the decisions that have been made, that property taxes are going to creep up 3%, 4%, 5% over the next several years. I don't know if, you know, you remember, Joe, I know you're a homeowner in New Jersey, but, prior to Christie being in office in 2009 and before, property taxes were going up 7% and 8% per year.
Yep.
And then we're going back to that. And that's really got to do with terrible management of the health care benefit plan primarily this year for all of the public workforce. All of the towns, unfortunately, are going to experience 22% increase in health care and 10% pension increases. Hmm. And that's going to flow right through to property tax owners. And so this idea of rebates, which is really what the senior program is, as well as the anchor program, they don't address the fundamental problem of spending. They essentially take money out of one pocket and give it to another. And, I certainly believe that certain groups ought to have some consideration, but it ought not be done by rebates. It ought to be how you construct the property taxes, not how you subsidize, frankly, unabated spending. So there's a lot of mistruths, I think, in this about, that there's a lot of savings. I mean, as well as I do, right, our tolls keep going up every year, 3%, and they're going to keep going up 3%.
Yeah. Yeah, it's inexcusable, and you just can't handle it anymore. And I like that we don't even get the vote on it. We don't even get the vote on it. They just raise the tolls, and also this, if I may, did the governor, Regina, mention these wind farms off the coast of New Jersey that are killing another whale? Died, by the way. We have, I think, we're up to 13 dead whales now, and we never. Ever even had a voice in that, and he's putting these windmills, nothing about the windmills off the coast, yes?
Oh, but, yeah, never a mention. And by the way, I mean, that's a hot topic for me, and I'd love to come back on and talk about energy one day, because I was at the rally last 2 weeks ago at Jenkinson's and Point Pleasant, because you're right, another whale washed up on Monday, and a dolphin washed up as well the next day. I mean, that's the thing that's different, and that I really give, those that are, speaking out right now the credit, because that's what's different now, and we've never, it's been annual maybe 12 and 13 and unusual years. Now we've got 13 in 60 days. There's something wrong with this program that's being put in. So, yeah. And, you know, barely a mention at the end about the green energy. And, you know, like I said, the direction that he's laid out is really being implemented by the BPU, which is your point. That's a commission that is not elected and is appointed by the governor. So, you know, the elections, you know, this is a big election year, Joe. And so, you know, I'm sure you'll talk about it all through the year for the legislature. Every legislator's on the ballot this year, and it's really important that people pay attention to these policies because we need a check and balance legislature and the governor.
Now, Al, our news guy, would want me to ask you about the liquor license reform for the finances of New Jersey. That is a little confusing. Could you explain that to us, Regina, that the governor is the impetus of the governor in that regard?
Yeah, well, he, you know, there has been a lot of discussion about how can we make them either more affordable and more available. But the problem that he's kind of, you know, run smack into is when he developed the plan, he really did not give, you know, consideration, adequate consideration to those individuals who have already bought liquor licenses. And that's where the pushback is coming. When I've invested, you know, up to $1 million in some, you know, localities for a liquor license, and now you're going to take it down, you know, 60 and 70 and 80%, how do I make good, you know, on the investment that I've made? And he really did not involve the industry. And that's a huge mistake. And I think, frankly, that's the hallmark of this administration. They don't talk to people that they're impacting before they put a policy out.
Yeah, it's true. Even in the State House, I hear that Governor Murphy, by the way, decent guy, gentleman, and we're not saying, I don't want to say anything bad about Governor Murphy because he is a nice guy, but he won't reach out, like bring in a John Bramnick, bring in a Robert Auth, bring in somebody from the other side to talk. And before we let you go, Regina, did we get money? Didn't Governor Murphy get a loan out? Wasn't there COVID money? Isn't there a surplus in that regard that we could help out with, that would help out with the pension and welfare? And if we promise union members pension and welfare, indeed they should get pension and welfare. But I don't know that it comes from property tax. Isn't there money that we got from the government that has not been used that we could put toward the pension and welfare?
Joe, we're awash in cash. In fact, he bragged about a $10 billion surplus. That's sitting. So that's money that should be, I believe, the vast majority of it should be at to work in this state, right? Or to be in our pockets.
Absolutely.
Or creating value for the whole state. Instead, it's sitting there, and this budget is loaded with pork. And so it's sitting there now in discretionary funds that he will have oversight of, really without much counterbalance at all. And it's a terrible, you know, use of, I think, you know, abuse, frankly, I think, of taxpayers by holding all the money in Trenton and using it to direct to programs that he prefers, such as, right? I mean, you know, we all love the example of they were going to have the Pompidou Cultural Center from Paris extended into Jersey City. And you and I are spending $24 million to build a building and have a center in Jersey City, you know, that makes no sense. That's the best use of taxpayer dollars.
Well said, Regina. A great job always. Please come back soon. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about, Regina Agia. And thank you for your service to the great state of New Jersey, indeed. Thank you.
Great to talk to you, Joe. Thanks a lot.
You too, always. Regina Agia. She is the president of Garden State Initiative. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Congressman Mike Kelly is going to join us momentarily from the Keystone State. Al Gattulo is in the newsroom at 8:33 right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
33 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD urging businesses to be on alert for thieves taking advantage of pandemic-related protocols. NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry says far too many criminals are wearing masks and rubber gloves to carry out crimes. Businesses are also advised to use the NYPD's free security surveys that identify an establishment's necessary security upgrades. It comes a week after a 78-year-old woman was viciously attacked during a jewelry store robbery in Queens, where one of the suspects impersonated an Amazon delivery worker. Officials say the victim retrieved the package once they were out of sight, but the suspects still stormed the store. And reactions to Governor Murphy's $53 billion budget plan he announced yesterday fall right along party lines, Democrats praising it for offering property tax relief and not recommending any new taxes, while Republicans have criticized it as wasteful spending. For the third year in a row, Murphy's spending plan calls for an increase in direct property tax relief and additional school funding. The proposal also includes a third consecutive full pension payment and bolsters funding for workforce development and public safety. Senate Majority Leader Teresa Ruiz praises the plan, says it brings the state closer to fully funding schools and expands access to early childhood education. Senate Republican Budget Officer Declan O'Scanlan says Democrats have ignored Republicans' plans to cut wasteful spending. In sports, the Bucks, they extended their winning streak to 15 games after a 118-104 victory over the Nets in Brooklyn. Islanders have dropped two of their last three. They fell in a shootout to the Minnesota Wild over in St. Paul by the final of 2-1. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer. Debbie Duhame's got the answer. Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening right now. As you head to the LIE westbound, you're slowing down right through the Cross Island. It's an accident blocking three lanes, that one involving a tractor trailer. It's been out there for hours. Watch for delays on the westbound belt by Shell Road with a crash being cleared. Vets Highway eastbound getting into Holbrook, that's closed with a collision as well. 22 westbound getting out toward Newark, an accident out past 1 and 9 to watch for. Garden State Parkway heading north at 145, a collision. And 3 westbound at Grove Street in Clifton, an accident that's still in the process of being cleared. So watch for some ongoing delays heading through that area. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 41 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Sponsored by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage. Available at Navage.com.
Well, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's heroes have made for us. Heroes like U.S. Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Israel Del Toro Jr. So his Humvee exploded in Afghanistan. I've told you this before, right? And the sergeant suffered major severe burns over 80% of his body with only a 15% chance of survival. Well, later, he became the first fully disabled airman permitted to reenlist and a gold medal winner at the Invictus Games. Thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and to your generosity, Sergeant Del Toro received a mortgage-free smart home. The home has a myriad of smart features that help the sergeant live his life more independently. Help heroes like Israel Del Toro when they need it most. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org, please. T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for always being there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Businesses don't run on automation or algorithms alone. What powers businesses are your people and the people they serve. At Cintas, your dedicated service reps understand what you need to help you keep your employees feeling safe, comfortable, and performing their best, so your business can too. For workwear, essential cleaning products, first aid and safety supplies, and fire protection services, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes back the president and CEO of Emblem Health, Karen Ignani, to bring us up to date on how Emblem is keeping up with the healthcare industry. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio inviting you down to Harrah's in Atlantic City on March 19th. That's coming up. That's March 19th through the 21st. We want you down at the LEAD Conference, the 8th Annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference put on by LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. So we work with educators. We work with law enforcement agencies, community leaders, school superintendents, principals, come on down, because we create programs that deter youth and adults from drug use, drug-related crimes, bullying, and violence. We need this more than ever. We're committed to reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and communities. So when you come down to Harris, it's a three-day conference, March 19th, 21st. We'll be broadcasting down there. I'd love to meet you, because I meet people that are helping kids and their parents, by the way, in tough areas. And I meet so many great folks affiliated with law enforcement. And it is just a love fest for 3 days. We have such a great time. But we will teach you how to put the curriculum into your school, this lead curriculum into the school. It is something we need desperately now. So come on down to Atlantic City. We'd love to see you there. Just check online, leaddrugs.org, okay? It's leadrugs.org. Sign up for the 8th annual LEAD Conference today.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Congressman Mike Kelly is the man representing Pennsylvania's 16th District. Congressman, welcome back to the show. Congressman Mike, great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey, great to be with you. And thank you, Joey. Thanks for what you're doing. It's incredible. You're getting the message out, brother.
You know what? I tell you what, like Rodney always said, it ain't easy. I'll tell you, it ain't easy, you know? But it's not. It's right. I'm all right now.
No respect
at all. I'm telling you. It's like we keep pushing and fighting and clawing and trying to make common sense, and they try to take us down. Can I start here, Congressman, and forgive me for going here? I feel so bad for this Fetterman guy, and we're not hearing about it. Do we know how he's doing? Senator Fetterman, it's so weird to say. He's in the hospital for depression. His wife goes to Canada. What is going on with the Democratic Party? They used to be a great party. What happened?
You know what? At one time, they were a great party, and they were a blue-collar party, and they were the party who represented your parents, grandparents, your aunts and uncles, mine.
That's right.
I mean, there was not a Kelly or a McTighe, and those are the two branches, families they come from. They were all blue collar. They were in the mines, the mills, the rails, and that was the party of the working man and woman. This has changed and morphed into something that's really weird. And I say that, I don't say that to be mean or nasty. It's weird. And so to longtime Democrats, please do not be offended. And you know, this we're seven days into Lent now, and you and I observe that because we have great respect for our religion.
Yes, sir.
I think, though, Joe, our culture has changed so dramatically. It is so hard to look at where we are today and then look back and say, whoa, wait a minute. This isn't like going to grandma and grandpa's house after Mass on Sunday and see my uncles and aunts and all my cousins. What the heck happened? And the answer is we changed. But I got to tell you, brother.
Yeah.
This is really strange what's happened. As far as Senator Fetterman, I campaigned very heavily with Dr. Oz because I don't think there was a better mind to go into the Senate than Dr. Oz because of who he is, where he came from. He's from Pennsylvania, by the way. and the way that things change so dramatically. Mr. Fetterman is our senator in name. It's obvious, I think, to most people that he is not capable to be in that position right now. He has great problems. You know, our other senator from Pennsylvania, Mr. Casey's also hospitalized or hung up with it. Yeah, so we do not have, Pennsylvania does not have representation in the Senate right now. And I don't know. If this has happened to me and if it happened to you, our wives would be by our bedside or they're trying to help us. That's not a criticism. The Fettermans can run their life wherever way they want. That's the beauty of living in America. But I do think we need to be concerned. We need to pray for him and hope that there's a recovery period there because he is in a position of great importance. And it's critical that we have clear thinking people develop policy in this country. It's become too much about politics, Joey, and not enough about policy.
It's so true. They just want, let's get the seat. I mean, Barack Obama goes in, Biden goes in, and people are going like, guys, help this guy. Please help this guy. Oh my gosh, it's inexcusable. Congressman, Congressman Mike Kelly, Butler County, your district, has terminated its sanctuary county designation. What went into this decision, and how can we change that in New York City, sir?
Yeah, do you know, I mean, we have a great freshman representative, Pennsylvania representative by the name of Stephanie Shalaba, who is just a little bit south. We share some, the congressional district and her district share some of the coverage there. This is the way these things happen. A constituent came up to her and said, we've got to change this designation of Butler County as a sanctuary county. She then, she's a lawyer, she looks into it and says, oh, my God, we are listed as a sanctuary county. We have got to get together and eliminate us being on that list. And it's not that we're not welcoming. It's not that we don't want people to come into our county, but come in the right way. And let's make sure that it's an asset, not a liability for the good folks that we represent. So Stephanie is the lead on this. Mm-hmm. And by working through Butler County commissioners, the Butler County legislation, they were able to then disconnect from being listed as you know, I got to tell you, the way she did it was incredible. But the fact that we're no longer listed as being a sanctuary county is really critical. But it's more critical for our Butler folks that live there that people understand we're not doing it because we're anti. We're not anti-immigrant. We're just anti being listed as a sanctuary where it's just the ICE people are under great pressure. We've got to do stuff to protect ourselves. There's way to do it. And this is the way it happens. So the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the ICE, people, they got on board with this, and as Representative Shalaba was able to get this carried through the Butler County legislative body, and so we are no longer listed as a sanctuary county, which is a great issue for us, and those are the things we need to take on.
Well, it just happened when you look at New York and you look at Jersey, certainly, and they consider themselves sanctuary oasis for these folks coming in. And then, you know, you and I always talk about this. I think about my grandparents coming in. They got nothing, and they forget. When the Irish came in before the Italians, they were treated horribly. The Italians came in, they were treated horribly. But you know what? I'm not saying that we should treat people come into the country like that. But just to give away everything in a hotel, you can't get a hotel room in New York. And when you do, it costs a fortune unless you come in from another country, congressman, you know, and you come in, then you're put in and you get all these perks, I'll tell you what, my grandparents never got anything like that, congressman. I'm just saying, you know, you don't want to be.
Nor am I. Hey, Joe, I mean, listen, the Kellys and the McKays didn't do anything. In fact, as you just mentioned, our folks went through a very difficult time when they first came here, but they came here. They were fleeing a situation, going to a land that had promise for them, and it certainly worked out. We've always been that land. We're very welcoming. But you know what? Please, folks, come in the right way. Come in the right way.
Fair enough.
Go through the process. You know, all of our folks came in through Ellis Island. They were checked over to make sure that they didn't have a sickness that they could come in and affect the rest of the population. This is just common sense. This isn't something you don't need more degrees in the thermometer to figure this out. It's like, hey, this just makes sense. So,
and you know what's upsetting too, Congressman, if we may, while we have you, before we let you go, is the lack of compassion. It's a humanitarian crisis. And when you think a baby a day is dying in the Rio Grande, and this, I don't see any compassion from this administration. And it is painful to me to see how they don't care about the crimes in the inner cities across what's happening in beautiful Philadelphia with Larry Krasner and this guy Kenny, who's the mayor. What's going on with these people? And the president, Biden, does not even step up in that regard. And tell us about, if you would, Congressman Kelly, the Northern Border Security Caucus. What are they doing to combat Joe Biden's border failures?
Yeah, well, the whole idea there, and I just got done talking with another one of our members who represents the southern area, and he said, you know, he was with us yesterday when we were launching the Northern Border Caucus, because the numbers are astounding, how it's increasing, and people say, well, it's not the same numbers as the southern border. I said, it's harder to go up north and come down through than it is to come up through the triangle. But we're seeing an influx. It's just amazing. But you know, the longest border in the country, continuous border, 5,525 miles, is our northern border.
Wow.
And most of it is left unprotected. Tony Gonzalez just told me, he said, you know what, Mike, the Border Patrol said, we're doing so much of the data entry that's needed for the people coming in the South. They come from the North. The people that are stationed up there to protect our northern borders are being transferred down to our southwestern border because of the data entry that needs to be done, and we don't have enough people to do it. These guys are underpaid. They don't have the equipment they need. They don't have the numbers they need, and what they really don't have. We do not have the attention that we need on what's happening at our northern border. And if you look at the number of deaths from where the drugs are coming in, it's overwhelming, Joe. What are we thinking? So this thing is like quadrupled in just a couple of years, the number of people coming in the north. Our idea is let's make sure all our brother Americans understand what's going on. We've got more than one section of our country protect. We've got to protect our whole country. The north is wide open. And we're not getting as much help as we need from Canada. People come down through there. Once the winter subsides, it's going to be a lot easier to come down through that northern border. And we just want to call attention to it. And Tony Gonzalez told me today, he said, Mike, I just took a call yesterday from a rancher down in the district that I represent in Texas. It started off really well. And he told me, I appreciate everything you're bringing light to it. But get something done. The talk is just talk. We're not seeing results. And this administration, Joe, as you know, they just the old story. There's no problems in our family. There's just a lot of things we don't talk about.
Yeah, it's so true. And your point is well taken, Congressman Kelly. It's Lent. We're forgiving. We're loving. And we're great Americans. And we love everybody. Just do it the right way. And we're just not in a mean way. We're just saying how to do this properly, like we've done in the past when our relatives came to this great country to learn the laws, to learn the language, and to become one thing, and that is American. Congressman, thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great Lent. All the very best to you, Mike Kelly. Always appreciate you taking the time with us, my friend.
Joe, thanks for getting the message out there. God bless you, buddy.
Yes, sir. God bless you back. Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Mike Kelly right there representing Pennsylvania's 16th District. Joe on the radio 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now. Vivek Ramaswamy is going to join us next hour. Avi Dershowitz and Michael Goodwin, Debbie Duhaime is checking out the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Quite the lineup. And let's see what's happening as you're lining up in traffic on the LIE. A really tough ride, Joe. Still on the LIE westbound at the Cross Island. Three lanes blocked. That's that accident involving the tractor trailer. And it looks like a really tough ride here on the LIE westbound right through the Cross Island because of that issue. Westbound Belt heavy by Shell Road with an accident cleared out of the way. We're still seeing delays on Vets Highway eastbound getting into Holbrook. Everything closed with an accident. Garden State Parkway still tough northbound by 145 with an accident. Three westbound by Grove Street and Clifton, a collision. 22 westbound by Freelinghuysen Ave in Newark. It's an accident. Looks like one lane remains blocked getting through that area as well. Partly cloudy today with a high of 41. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees an advantage for the GOP.
Those who believe in DIE, the diversity, inclusion, and equity garbage that is in fact a cloak, a very thin cloak for Marxism. That's a good thing about the left. They're wicked, they're evil, but they don't have any big brains left. Look at Soros. Oh my gosh.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Blinds.com wants to give you a brand new view. It's the perfect time for an upgrade with new window coverings from Blinds.com. And right now at Blinds.com, you can save up to 40% site-wide on premium custom window treatments. Upgrading your windows is a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easier and more affordable than you think. Need help choosing? Set up a free call with one of our expert designers to make the best selection. From trendy woven wood to classic shutters and more. Plus, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's professional installation services and our 100% satisfaction guarantee. With Blinds.com, there's no guesswork, no hassle, and no multiple trips to the store. There's a reason we've got over 40,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% site-wide. Get up to 40% off everything right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Saturday is the culmination of the regular season and our celebration of the 20th anniversary of the 2003 National Championship. The Orange beat Wake Forest for a 5 o'clock tip-off. Orange pregame 4:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Hey, Joey on the radio. We're telling you about Relief Factor, 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief. Check out ReliefFactor.com. When I tell you hundreds of thousands, that's a lot of people. You know, I've tried Relief Factor. About 70% go on to order more, and it's 100% drug-free. So they try Relief Factor. You get the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, and they are out of pain, and it happens in 2 days for a lot of folks. For me, 5 days, 7 days for others. Give yourself 3 weeks with that quick start. It's only $19.95. You call 800, the number 4, the word relief, relieffactor.com, and you'll see. If you go to relieffactor.com, you'll hear about Anne Marie, you know, living by the beach, and she had back pain, could not walk with the kids through the sand. She started Relief Factor. And then it says right here, and I'm reading this, so it's, and we're not making a clinical claim, but I'm telling you what Anne Marie says. In a couple of days, she no longer had any back pain. A couple of days. Give yourself 3 weeks with the quick start, and it's only $19.95, still less than $20. 800, the number 4, the word relief. Let's get you out of pain. Check out, please, relieffactor.com.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe Piscopo with Al Cattullo and Joey Sebelia and Debbie Duhame and Jeff Nordine at the Weather Answer Desk. How we doing today weather-wise, Jeff?
We're doing okay, I will say, overall, just because it's going to be cloudy and a little peak of sunshine before these showers arrive later this afternoon. Right around 4 to 5 o'clock is kind of the timing we're going to see, and then a little bit more is expected tonight before it tapers off in the afternoon tomorrow with a very nice day in store. So I'm going to take you through it. 45 degrees today with those showers in the afternoon, cloudy and a little bit more rain tonight, low 41, and then, Joe, ride your bike tomorrow if you can, sun and clouds, 56 degrees. When you come into work Friday, I think you should try to avoid the bike because it's going to be a little bit of a wintry mix system. You know, winter is unfortunately delayed, and I think it's now coming in March, so...
Yeah,
we're going to be looking at that snow, sleet, and rain in the afternoon. About an inch or two of snowfall expected in total, but there could also be that ice accumulation as well. So pay attention for Debbie's traffic reports in the morning, she'll get you through and, you know, get you to where you need to go. The afternoon high is going to be 43.
Oh, that'll be good. All right, Jeff, thank you so much. We'll look out for that, my friend. Yeah, it's March. I keep holding on saying, hey, no snowstorms. But I like that. You know, the snow's nice, but, you know, it was good having a lighter winter this winter. Yes?
No, right. You're right, Doctor.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. Thank you. Dr. Norton. You have monochronomia.
Thank you. Admiral.
Admiral, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Joe on the radio. Dr. Joe on the radio.
Yes, people. You can address me as Admiral or Doctor.
It's like McHale's Navy.
Yeah, here. There you go. Oh, my. Yes.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Admiral Kirk didn't like me.
Is going to join us.
I wanted to be a captain.
Vivek, by the way, you don't want to miss Vivek Ramaswamy coming up, founder and executive chairman of Strive. You know, he is running for president of the United States and always has something great to say and is kind enough to join us on the program. Yeah, we don't forget. Vivek comes on the show and he's running for president. Professor Alan Dershowitz is joining us. Avi from Brooklyn is going to join us. Michael Goodwin, chief political columnist for the New York Post. Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. Hey, we're coming right back.
Do you feel rich? Do you feel Friday night rich? Every Friday night, you can get a grilled steak and a fresh lobster tail for just $24.99. Kick off your weekend in style. Only at TGI Fridays.